about politician in South Africa at the moment is Action SA leader, Mr. Herman Mashaba. He is with us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you so much for always giving us your platform to talk to your listeners and South African people in general.
Sir, yesterday you were cheered by workers and residents when you left Tshwane Council building after the ousting of Democratic Alliance Mayor Silius Brink. Did you have any doubt that the vote of no confidence in him would succeed?
Look, you know, yesterday was and is an emotional, very deep emotional moment for me, being really forced to take a very, very important decision. Why I think it's an emotional day for me. First of all, Chris, I'm relieved that I don't have to watch my back any longer. I don't really have to be insulted directly, and I'm allowing people to insult me and abuse me. So that is behind me. I've dealt with this once and for all. And doing this when I took a decision to go into politics was to ensure that we can build a non-racial, fair, equitable society where we can deal with the ANC corruption, maladministration, and really build a new era where we don't need to live side by side with poverty, because poverty, it's a man-made phenomenon. It's not something that happens naturally. It's something that in our context in South Africa, it's a man-made. We live in a country where with the murder capital, we've got open borders. Our women are raped left, right, and center. The future of our youth is stolen by provision of bad education, allowing international drug cartels to come and destroy their lives. That is why I took a conscious position at the time that Herman, if not you, who? And I've then found myself in this dirty political environment. And I think why this is emotional and worrying for me is because I think if I look at general South African society, we are so biased in our thinking. Facts don't matter. What matters is what we believe in, whether right or wrong. That's what we believe in, and I think it's really something of concern. And I hope and I trust I'm not going to give up, and no one is going to sideline me because I think this life, 65 years, wasn't shaped by anyone. This life was shaped by a relationship my parents had in December of 1958, which brought life on the 26th of August. It wasn't shaped by anyone else. And this life has never allowed any amount of propaganda or coercion or any manipulation to determine my thinking and my decision-making capacity. So I think we will soldier on because, as I've indicated to you many times in South Africans, as to what triggered the final trigger that got me to really take this decision to cooperate with the ANC. Because if I did not have to cooperate with the ANC, we were going to find a city without any government. But and I was hoping up to Wednesday night that the ANC and the DA, because the DA leadership at national level has been doing everything possible to even threaten the ANC to do the deal with them in Tshwane. Perhaps they might even still succeed because we've got 14 days to form a new government. If ANC is going to consider to blackmail, it's up to them. I think I've made it clear for us as Action SA, we went to an extent of saying if it means we must be in the opposition benches, we are happy to be in the opposition benches, but we cannot be in the same house with a partner that we know wants to kill us.
Yes, as you said earlier, there will be consequences. Now, I understand that Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen wants a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa to ask for his direct intervention. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard it, in fact, even including the ANC people yesterday at the provincial and Tshwane region, that the DA is still trying everything in their books, including actually using blackmail, you know, and which, according to the ANC, they find this to really be totally unacceptable, because when they formed the GNU, there was no discussions around municipalities, and DA all of a sudden, they are the ones who brought this immediately after the formation of the GNU, going to the ANC and using blackmail, to operate with them in the three metros, and with the removal of Action SA. Now, honestly, and I want to make it clear to those who want to really blame me, they're most welcome. It's their views, but I take serious exceptions for any South Africans to expect me or Action SA as a independent political party that we must wait for the DA to remove us, even when we know we're sitting with an enemy. So I think they are most welcome to keep their views and really respect me. I'm a 65-year-old adult. I'm not a boy. I'm able to really make my own decision and protect myself. I've got a God-given right. I have a constitutional right to defend myself. I cannot for anybody to expect me to wait for the DA to remove me and says no, don't destabilize that the government. Who's destabilizing the government? And I find it also really very weird, the noise that is made around the Celia Brink, when Chris, you are aware what happened in the city of Johannesburg under Mpopalatse, a DA mayor, when us as Action SA and the Freedom Front Plus managed to convince PA to support us, Action SA willing to give the two of our three MMC positions so that we can keep the ANC out and allow Mpopalatse of the DA to continue. Where was this noise? You know, and these are things that if South Africans are not really prepared to take into considerations when they come out with their views. Where's our South Africans 18 months ago when Celia Brink and the DA decided to deliberately give us an ANC EFF speaker in the city of Tshwane? The speaker who presided yesterday was put in by the DA, supposed to have been an Action SA. But we will live with that. We said we'll try through the court because DA was not prepared to assist us. Brink used to actually insult our councillors as to why are they so determined to remove this guy because he's cooperating. And we find it really very strange that how do you as a mayor prepare to work with an ANC EFF speaker? And your own partner who's there supporting you, who put you into government. But there's double standards that some South Africans are applying. Unfortunately, they don't augur well. I think last night when I got home, I saw some of the images because as I was leaving the council to come home, I had other engagements. I was asked by my guys to say, sure. The workers out there wants to come in to just greet them. Now I was overwhelmed. I was humbled by the reception I received, because it is about them, but it was about really protecting our dignity. Because when someone wants to destroy you and you protect yourself proactively, I think it's about your dignity. And I'm really quite humbled for people actually to see what's happening on the ground that they ignore.
So if everything goes according to plan and you are able to form a new government in Tshwane, who will be mayor? Will it, or which party will take the mayoral position? The African National Congress or Action SA?
Well, when ANC first approached me, after at the time I was already aware about the national leadership putting pressure on ANC national leadership. When ANC Gauteng approached me, I then said, and I called them here at my house because I worked from home. I said, guys, we prepared to cooperate with you. One thing that is going to happen, Action SA is going to distance ourselves from Tshwane. We're not going to wait for your national leadership and DA to remove us. That decision we are going to take. We are happy to work with you here in Gauteng, Ekurhuleni. We said, in Tshwane, in the meantime, can you help us remove the speaker that the DA voted in? You know, would you help us? But when we made this announcement, DA, instead of handling this in a respectful manner, I'm sure you're aware, Chris, the amount of propaganda that they unleashed, insulting me personally, calling me names and traitor, basically. Basically, they were calling me a traitor. And I'm happy to be called a traitor. I can tell you, Chris, pre-1994, in the 80s, as a businessman in this country, I know the very same people who I was doing business with, be suppliers and so forth, because they see me as a business person. They did not understand my views of my open support for sanctions against South Africa to bring down apartheid government. They thought something is wrong with me. I'm a businessman. How can I call for sanctions? They did not understand that I had millions of our people, including myself, who was oppressed, and I needed freedom. Well, freedom is not just really about having money. It's about really having the freedom to really be able to talk to you like this, be able to live where I want to live and so forth. But I'm one person that believe very strongly in social justice. If one looks at the development of my business, and I was really lucky to choose the right name that can help in giving people dignity without insulting anyone. So I think if people want to really know who I am, I'm a very strong believer in social justice. I'm a strong believer in social harmony. I started business invited an Afrikaner called Johan Krill. And I know the role that Johan Krill and I played while we making money until obviously decided to sell his shares in 1990, somewhere there. So as much as I believe in a non-racial society, and I do believe in that, but I believe in social justice. I don't want to live in a country where millions of our people live in abject poverty, when we have billionaires, millionaires, some of them corrupted politicians, corrupted to be what they are. So I'm going to fight them to make sure that they don't continue the exploitation of our people and think it's fine. No, it is not. And for those who don't agree with me, it is their right. They're fortunate enough, with or without them, Herman Mashaba will not really be destroyed. Will never be destroyed by men.
So as things stand now, you have two metros with the ANC and you are heading for a third. Do you have a timeline?
Actually, to quickly let me answer that question that you asked. When ANC approached me, I said to them from the beginning, when we were talking about Tshwane, I said to them, guys, in Tshwane, with all these insults I'm getting from the DA, what I want, I'm proposing, guys, is that we've got a deputy mayor, very experienced, committed South African. All the credits that Zille Brink is seeing is seen to be doing, actually, it's a result of our deputy mayor. Fortunate enough, all the other parties recognizes the role that Dr. Nasipiron Tipi Moya is playing. So I suggested this to the ANC. And I think, obviously, at the time, we were just really having principled discussion. And ANC was comfortable with it, but we said we'll get into the details of that. So, yeah. So, well, whatever negotiations I'm going to have with the ANC, I'm pushing for Dr. Moya to really be the executive mayor. Unless they can give us someone better. That's the only way I will compromise, if they give us someone better. But I'm not going to compromise on a lousy deployee, the cadre. I will not negotiate on that, because I want all of us to succeed as a new government. I want the people of Tshwane to succeed. Tshwane is very important, like all other municipalities are important, because all our people throughout the country, they can be in Seshego or Gwamashu. Our people deserve better. And I said to the ANC, guys, you know, running government, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just need a political will. You just need ethical leadership. Let's stop corruption. Let's all fight corruption. Because one thing that I think I made very, very clear to the ANC, that, guys, if you want to work with me, please understand you're doing this at your own risk. If you are going to continue with your corruption, one thing that you can be guaranteed, there's a retell, I said to them, ask a DA why they don't like me. Because they know I don't cover anyone's corruption. And at the same time, Chris, I don't want anyone to cover for Herman Mashaba. You know, I remember when I joined the city of Johannesburg, they had someone to be like a spin doctor for me. I said, no, I don't need a spin doctor for what? I don't have anything to spin. I just need a communicator, not to spin for. Spin for what? I'm not in the game of spinning. I confront issues as they are. And if you don't like me, that's fine. I'm happy to live with you. There are people today who are unhappy with me with this decision, threatening to withdraw, whatever. Honestly, I respect that decision, but I expect them also to respect my decision, that I'm capable of actually making their decision, whether they're right or wrong. But at the end of the day, I must be given the latitude to really make the decision. And if they don't like my decision, we live in a democratic dispensation. People must decide for themselves. They must not decide for Herman Mashaba. And I'm seeing this with absolute humility.
Going back to Ekurhuleni, what are the plans there, sir?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, I think ANC, they have the majority there with their partners. When we started the negotiations, they wanted us to include us in Ekurhuleni. And we said, we're happy to entertain. Let's conclude Johannesburg first. Let's do one municipality at a time. And I'm sure you know, we communicated this on numerous platforms, including this one. We said, let's do Johannesburg. Once we finish Johannesburg, we do Tshwane. And originally, we were going to do Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, and Tshwane last. But the attitude and the lies and the propaganda that DA unleashed in misleading South Africans, then said, no, let's after Johannesburg, let's do Tshwane, because I'm not prepared to let these people continue with their lies. Because if I let their lies to continue, it'll become a reality. The sooner I deal with this matter, the better. Chris, one thing I've learned in life, when one faces danger, you don't wait for danger to hurt you. No, what you do, when you're facing danger, go and kill the danger first. I'm a very strong believer, and I'm going to live by those standards. I'm not prepared to defend myself after being killed, because I'll be dead. If I see an imminent danger, I can tell you, I'm going to strike first. And that's exactly what I did, because I was really facing a massive threat of DA wanting to destroy Action SA. And I had to really deal with it, and I had to deal with it decisively. And those who don't believe in how I manage things, they must not make that problem my problem.
So if everything goes ahead, as you have just laid it out, what do you think will be the impact on the government of national unity?
Well, I cannot see why should this have any impact of national government of national unity, because there isn't any way in the government of national unity that prescribed how political parties must work at provincial and local government level. And that's something that what ANC people are telling me, that they are getting the DA to understand that, please, DA, please leave your arrogance out. There isn't anywhere when you are negotiating with our national structures, there isn't anywhere where the local government was involved. Why do you want to insist? Actually, even going to an extent of saying to the ANC that let's put together a government of national unity under Celia Brink, you know? And says, but DA, you've been governing the city of Tshwane since 2016. Auditor General's reports are there that actually, Chris, I invite you and I invite anyone who's interested in the truth to really look at governance in terms of Auditor General's report. ANC was, without corruption, ANC corruption you cannot deny. In terms of the compliance with the laws and provision of services, they were doing much better than the DA. The DA has been governing for 8 years. They didn't start now 18 months ago with Celia Brink. Now, all of a sudden, we told about this Celia Brink. Celia Brink is projected honestly, the best mayor in the world, or the world has ever seen, actually, you know? And the man has only been in government for 18 months. And the turnaround happened under the stewardship of our deputy mayor and Action SA's involvement, including look at the Amanskraal water crisis. If it was not because of Action SA, this matter would still be kept under the carpet. But we fought. We said to the DA, whether you like it or not, this Amanskraal matter, you're going to deal with it. And fortunate enough, national government came out with the money because it was embarrassing for everyone. And Action SA, we were determined. We are not going to sit back. And we also said to the DA, guys, we are not going to give into not pursuing the justice for the 35 or so people who know from Amanskraal who died. We want political accountability because you, the DA, gave Edwin Sodi this contract. You remember in 2022 or 23, when we were governing with them, wanting to bring a report to give a tender of two substations to the value of 26 billion rands, already with their preferred supplier. And they wanted us to support that illegal report. And we said to the DA, guys, forget it. We're not going to report. Please don't bring this report to council. But because of their arrogance, you know what the DA did? Went to the ANC and the EFF. You can talk to the ANC and EFF leaders. They went to them, convinced them to support them. And they said to us as Action SA, you can keep your vote. ANC and EFF is going to support us. We said, that's fine. We never thought, honestly, that the DA will have such courage to bring that illegal report to council. They brought it to council just before the deliberation. Our guys actually called the ANC and EFF to say, guys, you support this report. We must know you are acting illegally. We will hold you with the DA accountable. Fortunately, some sense prevailed in the ANC and EFF. They refused to support this illegal, unconstitutional report. And then look at what happened, how the DA unleashed propaganda that actually SA is uncooperative. And Chris, I'm really proud of my team for having rejected that. If we are taken to really be uncooperative, we are not going to cooperate with anyone with corruption. And that is what we said. Then we said to the ANC when they approached us, you want to work with us, you work with us at your own risk, if ever you want to continue corruption, because no one is going to be protected from corruption, including Action SA members.
Thank you. That was Action SA leader Mr. Herman Mashaba speaking to BizNews after Tshwane Mayor Sylvia Brunk of the Democratic Alliance was ousted yesterday after a vote of no confidence. Thank you, sir. And I'm Christine.
Thank you.